From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump in China held a joint news conference with Chinese President Xi Jinping, in which Mr. Trump pressed Xi to push North Korea to abandon its nuclear program. The talks between Trump and Xi also dealt with trade.
Today, President Xi, we discussed our mutual commitment to the complete denuclearization of North Korea. We agreed not to replicate failed approaches of the past, and there were many. We agreed on the need to fully implement all UN Security Council resolutions on North Korea and to increase economic pressure until North Korea abandons its reckless and dangerous path.
President Trump also suffered the sharpest political setback of his presidency here in the United States Tuesday when Democrats swept two easy victories in governor's races in Virginia and New Jersey. Democrats were ecstatic with their sweep of the two gubernatorial races and excited by a turnout that could have major implications for next year's congressional midterm elections when all 435 House seats and one-third of the Senate will be on the ballot. Democrats are pointing to exit polls in both Virginia and New Jersey that showed that anger at Mr. Trump was a major factor in stimulating Democrats to get to the polls. The president's administration announced it is implementing changes that will channel economic activities away from Cuba's military intelligence and security services and impose travel and business limitations on Americans. Most Americans planning to visit the island nation will have to travel with organized tour groups operated by U.S. companies. This is VOA News.